grumblings as your head comes crumbling down. Do you know what I mean? Greetings this beautiful Thursday afternoon here in the beautiful state, I hate to say it, of Colorado. It is, in spite of the witchcraft and the power of witchcraft in this state and the evil that has and is and will continue to exist even more powerfully in Colorado, it is a beautiful day. And in spite of all that, this state has great blessings coming to this nation. I'm going to begin with everything that is taking place. War in Ukraine, with the massacre down in Texas, the murder of these children, with the corruption, the highest level of government in this country, with the men who have put together a plan at the World Economic Forum to rule the citizens of the world in a brutal way. In spite of all that, I'm going to read, it is a spiritual matter. This is not just a matter of the heart of man apart from a spiritual experience. No, this is something much deeper than the American people or even maybe even this audience can understand. I'm going to begin out of Isaiah. I have to begin here because it explains what's happening. Isaiah 25, verse 7. And this is talking about what happened when in the Garden of Eden, after the deception took place and the fall of man, something happened throughout the world and throughout the spiritual world. It was a death had never existed really before. Adam and Eve would have lived eternally, but now they have a time-sensitive element in their lives. They're going to die. So Isaiah 25:7. Something has gone out over the world. Eventually, Isaiah 25:7. Eventually, the covering or the spell, a mesmerizing influence on the minds of mankind. This is what has gone out. And a veil, or something like cataracts that keep the world from seeing what is occurring. They can't piece it together. They see it, but they can't comprehend it. These things happening around us, a veil that impairs our reasoning and ability to see spiritual things and even the natural world. Isaiah 25:7, paraphrased. As I began the program yesterday, I began with 11 facts about child soldiers, children who become soldiers. What happened in Texas was not accident. This did not happen without people knowing about it. And as I had read these 11 facts about child soldiers yesterday, again, I asked the question, do we have child soldiers in America? Well, I say yes. And were there going to be more child soldiers? I have a friend who was in the military in Vietnam. He was in the Phoenix program. He'd go into villages, take names of the important people in the village. 30 days later, there'd be a operation in that little village. And all the people, the mayor, we would call him a mayor, the city council, whatever, would be dead. America would go in and assassinate them. Well, he did this. It was his job. He'd go out to the villages, talk to people, find out what's going on, take his reports back. 30 days later, he looks up on the board, and he said, you know, I was just there 30 days ago. Huh. And he didn't think anything of it, and he went up another day. Sure enough, I'd been there about 30 days ago. And he realized he was putting together the assassination team. The Phoenix program. And he told his commanding officer, I can't do this. I'm a conscientious objector in that sense. And they sent him to Germany. And eventually he would brief General Abrams at 5 a.m. in the morning and on the preceding day's operations in Vietnam. There is a spell. There are, and he told me about these children. He said, you cannot believe, he said, I've seen it, in the eyes of little children full of hate. He said, they are the most vicious, most brutal, most evil people. I see, he said, I've seen adults. I've seen grown men. I've seen adult women. They are evil. They're in the war. But he said, when I would see these little children, 10, 11, 12-year-old children, the evil that was in them, he said, scared the daylights out of me. I'm a hardened soldier to some degree, he said, but it scared me to death. Then we have what happened in the killing fields of Cambodia with the children in Cambodia who became the army. And he said, this army was vicious because they did not have a conscience. They did not understand life, the value of life. They didn't know anything other than getting even. Getting even. This is what happened yesterday. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So what we've witnessed with these murders, you have three assassins, groups of people here in Colorado. Colorado, you had the the sacrifice on Table Mesa in Boulder, Colorado. In the occult world, they understood. The occult world knew what happened there. This occult action was not only tied in with the occult world in Boulder, Colorado, but also Denver. And the murderer that did all this didn't do it alone. He had some type of programming, whether religious programming, and help from outside agencies. Again, these murderers have one thing in common. They're vindictive and payback. And this is what this friend recognized in, and he was a Christian, as a believer, as a minister later on. He witnessed in Vietnam the hatred of these little children. Again, no conscience. They don't know anything other than payback. You hit me, I'll hit you back harder. And this is exactly the psychology of the boy, this murderer in Texas. And with what had happened in Colorado at Columbine, two boys. They were vindictive, but also there had been psychotropic drugs. There had been I can't remember if it was Klebold. His dad was in the military. Maybe it was Harris. Could they have been part of government experiments? These children to become soldiers, the CIA has gone into nations, and one of the greatest tools that they have are children. Children will do, they're brutal, they're mean, they're just, they can be vicious. And the CIA uses these type of people. What about in America? Then you have James Holmes, the Columbine shooter. Here you have three very, two boys for sure. One of the dads was in military. Harris, his dad was a high up government, very brilliant man who was to testify about the corruption that took place in the LIBOR in 2008. I think it was 2009, or I can't remember. The day before he was to testify before Congress about LIBOR and what happened with the housing market, not only in America, but the financial credit system internationally over in Europe, he was to testify before Congress. The day before, conveniently, his boy goes into the theater in Columbine and starts to massacre people. Is that convenient? And guess what? He didn't have to testify. Also, the Sandy Hook, this young man, his father was going to go before, he worked with some of the big corporations. He was going to have to testify also, if I remember correctly, before Congress on some matters involving financial corruption. And just conveniently, before he has to testify, his son goes in, kills the mother, takes the guns, and you see what happens. This is not accidental. It is not accidental. These are programs, and these people, you can say they're victims, but they're not victims. They become perpetrators. Sure, I believe that many of them were abused, tortured. Who knows what kind of MK techniques were used on these children? What about in Texas? Well, we don't know. We're finding more. I suspect definitely something was happening. And then also, I'll get to this in a second, May the 3rd, there were a couple of people at that school that had been questioned by the local agencies, law enforcement agencies, because they found the plan. This was on May 3rd. So here on May 24th or 25th, the plan that they found out, they already saw the plan of what they were going to do at that school. And then here you have a young boy carry it out. Pretty sharp. He goes in, locks himself behind barricades. Nobody can get to him. This was all a group of young people coached by somebody. I don't know who, but they were coached. Now, another thing to get these type of people to do horrendous things like this, it's also a spiritual thing. It is demonic, and you may not believe in demons, but I promise you, the Bible says that every human being, everyone listening to this program, every one of you, the Bible says that at some point in time, you have experienced something supernatural. You've seen something move. You've felt darkness by visiting with certain people. You've felt evil. You cannot deny it. The Bible is true. Everyone has experienced some parapsychology or some type of spiritual force, something supernatural. The Bible says you have. You cannot deny it. There is something in an invisible world that is real, and these people have been influenced by that invisible world. We call them in the Bible, Christ called them demons, spirits that work on the dark side, not on the side of the holy angels. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. A top psychiatrist, he stated that mental illness is demonic possession. Do you think Harris, Klebold, do you think the shooter that committed the murders up on Table Mesa and the Columbine Homes and the boy at Sandy Hook, all of them, just put them all in one basket. If you think that there wasn't demonic forces involved, then I don't know what to tell you. I say, in every case, there was demonic activity taking place. So, there's an article I got out of prepareforchange.net. And in it, top psychiatrist says mental illness is a demonic possession. And this is by Edward Morgan. He wrote this in 2019. And I think it was 2016, actually. His name is Richard Gallagher. He admits, a psychiatrist, he has firsthand experiences with patients who are dealing with demonic possession. I have in front of me a photo of a young girl, and her eyes are like she has two black eyes. Her teeth are just, they're trying to control her. A New York psychiatrist has shocked the science community by admitting that patients that are suffering from mental illness are the subjects of demonic possession. Richard Gallagher, who is a board-certified psychiatrist and professor of clinical psychiatry at New York Medical College, has come forward saying he has had personal experiences with demonic possession, adding that it is very widespread. Very widespread. This is a top psychiatrist. Now, he sent an article, something that he had written, to all of the psychiatric world. And they may not all agree, they may disagree, but at least he was able to present to the psychiatric board, to the document or whatever it was he sent, that in all of his years, he has come to the conclusion, working with Catholic exorcists, priests that exorcise demons. It doesn't happen just in the Catholic Church. This happens in many, many churches throughout America, throughout the world, where people will go that have problems with demonic activity and they're prayed for. It's not just solely the Catholic Church, but because the Catholic Church is the biggest church and it is more international in a sense than even evangelical Christianity, they get the attention. But no, there are many. I have a friend in Fort Collins. His whole ministry is to deliverance. The Christian world knows deliverance because there is something there that the person needs to be freed from. I've talked about different cases on my Sunday program from 9 to noon every weekend, every Sunday, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. I have given testimonies of people that have had spirits that were delivered. What kind of spirits? Well, there's an actual spirit that goes around, and that spirit, all that spirit does is he takes over people, and he uses that individual to murder people. That's what that spirit does. There's another spirit that has a different name. It's called a lying spirit. That spirit takes over people, and the people cannot tell the truth. I have something here from an individual that you may know, and we'll see what... Well, I can't find it. I'll find it at the break. We'll talk about it then. But this person had a lying spirit, and couldn't... a lying spirit. There are other spirits of incest, where a spirit that takes over people, that spirit, that individual, is interested in having sex with family members. These spirits all have different names, and whatever the name is what the spirit does. Controlling spirits, spirits that control people, they're powerful. It's called a Jezebel spirit. The Christian world understands this, and that person must control people. And that's all that person can do is control, control, control. Until that power, that spirit is broken, they want to control everything. Everything in their lives. And this spirit that had this boy in Texas and Holmes, these demons, I have article right here in front of me. CIA, NSA, DARPA, NASA, secret Nazi exposed. It's about how the CIA, in their programs, with all these other agencies I mentioned, how they can take an individual and how they can torture literally just torture that individual, and that individual, they can put demons into that person, and they can split the personality. A good example, I think some of the people that were watching the JonBenet Ramsey case, they were watching Patsy Ramsey, and it appeared as if Patsy Ramsey had different personalities. She had a personality that would seem somewhat normal. She had another personality that was very conniving, another personality that seemed to be mean, and another personality that seemed to be a victim. But Patsy Ramsey, if you followed that case, you would say that, I think the psychiatric world, I'm trying to remember who talked about it, but they believe she had a split personality. This is what these agencies do. This is just in the United States. This isn't in what happened in Germany. It doesn't talk about what the English did, a Clockwork Orange. This really came out in the open through Stanley Kubrick, Clockwork Orange. You look at what happened with these boys that were tortured. We'll be back in a few minutes, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree Ministry program. Rick Rodriguez will be back, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft-close, full-overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting. What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
I don't ask you to believe what I believe, but at least I can give you a concept of something that might be real. But I want to shift now from these child soldiers. Let's go to the adult soldiers of the children of the devil. Let's talk about George Soros. Do you think George Soros as an individual, do you think that he is just a normal individual, or is there something spiritually different about George Soros? The death of millions of people doesn't affect him. Klaus Schwab, what he's planning to do, he knows it's going to cause millions and millions and millions of people to die. Bill Gates, already involved with the death of millions of people through his vaccination programs, directly, indirectly. Then you have the presidents, many of the wicked presidents of this country. We can keep going right back to, do you think that Adolf Hitler was mentally stable? Or do you think that he was so possessed that he didn't have a personality, he didn't have a core personality, that's what they call it. I'm going to talk about the big picture. These people, like the Ceausescus out of Romania, even when they were brought, they went to trial. During the trial, they would tell the court, you have to release us. You must release us. You have no authority. They just completely denied it. And they took him out into the courtyard to shoot him. And they said, you have no power, you have no authority, you can't do this to us. Release us immediately. What kind of a spirit was that? It was a spirit that got them to deny that what was going to happen would happen. And they denied it to the second they were taken to another world forever. We see what's happening with these incidents here in this country. There's a plan behind it, which we know. There was an allnewspipeline.com today. I think here on the station earlier, they may have mentioned a little bit about the shooting. But I want to go to what was also presented, Operation Northwoods. I'd studied this in the past. This was March 13, 1962. Operation Northwoods, written up by the United States Joint Chiefs of Staff. It was a plan to persuade the American people to want to go to war with Cuba by launching a wave of terrorist attacks on the U.S., on the citizens, calling for innocent people to be shot, bombs to be planted in major cities, planes to be hijacked, and it would all be blamed on Fidel Castro. Well, nothing's being blamed on Fidel today because Fidel isn't with us. I think one of his granddaughters, Ocasio-Cortez, if I remember correctly, she's still with us, but he isn't. And who's replaced Fidel Castro are the conservative, Christian, Trump-voting voters of America. That is who the Operation Northwoods is against. Everything that I just presented is going to be used and blamed on the Republicans that supported Trump, the conservatives, and even the Democrats who are now beginning to have a different perspective. The Democrats who are starting to wake up, even they are going to be the target. Operation Northwoods is alive and well in the United States. The people in the government agencies, in the military or armed forces of all kinds, in all of the 3 to 26 letter agencies, in the intelligence community, in this country, in Europe, internationally, every nation has its psychotic people, the up at the top, psychotic, sociopaths. Every nation, you can't find a nation that doesn't have these type of people, even in Israel. And for those in the audience that support Israel, even Israel has its, at the top, those that are corrupt, not just Russia, Ukraine for sure, England absolutely, the French, the Italians, the Germans still. You know, the Nazi Party never, the spirit, it is a spirit. The people that were deeply involved in the Nazi Party, they were taken over by a spirit. It's a spiritual thing. The people, Jim Jones, that group, when they committed suicide, the spirit, where they were deceived. What did Christ tell the people at his time, but pointing to the future, to our time? See to it that you are not deceived. And we see, I know in this audience and throughout America, people realize the deception, the great deception. You can look at the people on different news agencies that are somewhat conservative. They still, as long, maybe they don't agree and see things the way that we might, but still they know evil. They see evil. They don't know where it's coming from, where we might. And it is a spirit. Again, I'm going back to what it said in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7. At some point in the future, when Christ returns, Christ is going to destroy. And the covering spirit that goes out over the world is alive. It is not just like air that you breathe. No. This covering, this spell, this mesmerizing influence on the minds of mankind, it is something living. It is something powerful. It is something invisible. And it affects the mind of people like being in a you can't get away from it. You go into an area where they're having a big bonfire and you're dressed nice, you have your best clothes on, but you hang around that bonfire long enough and eventually you're going to leave, but you're going to smell like smoke. You can't get away from it. And with the occult world, it's around you everywhere. You don't think that you are affected. You are. It's just like the smoke at the bonfire. You are affected. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour. Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
So continuing Operation Northwoods, happening presently in this country. So this covering, everybody's affected by it. You don't think you are, you are. You think that it's not going to affect you? No. The deception is very powerful. When Christ comes, He will deal with it. But in the meantime, we have to deal with it. And the way we do that is, Christ said something else. He said, if you shall know the truth shall make you free. As unpleasant as it may be, Truth is truth. It will change you. It will protect you. And the more you know, the stronger you get psychologically, and the more that you know, the better decisions you can make so that you don't fall into future traps. The truth will make you free. So Isaiah said that eventually the veil, everything that impairs our reasoning, is going to be removed. But in the meantime, from now to that point, we have to be vigilant and desire to know the truth about matters, especially spiritual things. We've moved into, whether we like it or not, the nations of the world have moved into a very spiritual time. We've been moving that direction since the, let's say, in my experience, go back to the 50s, 60s, the beginning of what they call the Age of Aquarius, the New Age movement, which affected the baby boom generation children in America. It was a spiritual time. And many of the young people at that time went the direction of the occult. Others, millions of others, became believers in Christ, and they went the opposite direction. So you had, in that time frame, in that period, here, use as an example, I'm familiar with it, you had the New Age movement. I was very influenced by the New Age movement, kind of to some degree involved in it. I was involved in something that was even darker, even more powerful in a sense. I had New Age friends that introduced me to things, and they were very good at using their occult abilities. But in some ways, I didn't plan it this way, but I actually was a little better at it. I picked it up. It was more natural to me. They would struggle with certain things, which I didn't struggle with. And within the matter of just a short period of time, in the techniques and the portion of witchcraft that I was involved with, I excelled at it. Fortunately, during that time, I was a Christian involved in witchcraft, a believer in Jesus Christ, involved in witchcraft, and eventually the Lord opened my eyes, and what I thought was something that could be used for good, that was not evil, I realized it would not be used for good, it was evil, and I had to go a different direction. And that could only happen with the help of the Holy Spirit and people that knew the evil that was behind what I was doing. We have to realize there is, according to the book of Revelation, at the end of the world, there would be a very dark spirit over the world that would take many people into the direction of evil and darkness. We see that at Davos. We see that at the World Economic Forum. We see that with the G7. It used to be G8. We see it taking place in Ukraine. This is not just a battle with bullets in Ukraine. No, this is a battle in Ukraine to affect the Russian Orthodox Church and to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church. It's already destroying and dividing the Orthodox religions in Ukraine, the Ukraine Orthodox Church, and it's going to affect the other Orthodox churches in the area, in the region. It is a spiritual thing, and if you read the book of Revelation, you will see in the book of Revelation there are two sides to the spiritual things, only two sides. You have an Antichrist and a false prophet that are coming. On the other hand, you see Christian people being murdered, martyred. It's spiritual. But you also see Christ as he's presented to the world in a very powerful way. And then you see a dragon, and you see the earth opening up and spirits coming out of the earth as it opens up. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll understand what I'm saying. This, we've moved into a time of spiritual activity like the world has never known. Many Christians aren't familiar with how powerful the activity or how powerful the forces of darkness are. I witness the forces of darkness every day when I look at Schwab and Fauci, read about Pfizer, read about all these, what has happened with the viruses or poisons. I believe more that it could definitely be more so poison than just a virus. But either way, then I see the corruption. I see the power of the occult forces keeping Donald Trump from office. I see the power of the occult forces in this country that are going to bring in the coming Antichrist, bringing him to power. In fact, I've got an article when we get back. It seems like he's come out of his gopher hole to make a little sniff, to test the waters. We'll be back in just a second.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And podcasts for these programs, and programs through the week, programs for the hosts on the weekend, good hosts, great hosts, are 1360KHNC.com. Now, the occult world. The book of Revelation says the end of the world can't get away from it, because there's going to be an Antichrist, and the Antichrist is going to rule over a system where you can't buy and sell unless you worship him. And who's going to bring that system in? You're watching it at World Economic Forum. They're meeting right now. And all these people. It's an occult group. Most of the European leaders of the European nations are in the occult. Their families have been in the occult for hundreds of years. Schwab, these people, according to what I've read, members of secret societies, the Rockefeller family of this country, the Rothschilds of Europe. But the gopher came and took a sniff. He came out of his hole. with the shooting in Texas. And I say that this person is coming back to power. You don't have to believe me, but at least you're going to get my perspective. So here, out of Breitbart.com, Barack Obama, he uses the Texas shooting to memorialize George Floyd, because this man is a divider. He's not a uniter. He is a racist. He and his wife, they are truly what is the term racist is what they are. All through his presidency, he caused racial tension in this country, dividing black and white and Hispanic and black and Hispanic and white, and it goes on and on. Former President Barack Obama used the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, to memorialize the death of George Floyd, even though the two tragedies have no relation. Former President tied the horrific massacre in Texas, which left 19 dead, two teachers dead, 19 plus two teachers. "We grieve the children," quote, "of Uvalde today. We should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd, a racist, bigot. He is a divider, not a uniter. And in my opinion, I have studied this man. In my opinion, my observation, he is very, very, he is a racist." George Floyd under the knee of police officer. The president tweeted, "His killing stays with all of us to this day, especially those who love him. In the aftermath of this murder, a new generation of activists rose up to channel their anguish into organized action, launching a movement to raise awareness of systemic racism and the need for criminal justice and police reform." I can't tell you how many articles I've read on Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's racism. It's not, I'm not, it's my opinion, but it's something I have also read. And this Graham Allen, in his tweet, "This is truly sick. 19 children and two teachers killed, and to the divider in chief, the real victim of Uvalde is George Floyd?" Question mark. Then another, Christina Pushow, "Michelle and I grieve." Here's what he states: "Michelle and I grieve with the families of Uvalde who are experiencing pain that no one should have to bear," the former president said, adding, "We're also angry for them nearly 10 years after Sandy Hook." Well, the fox came out of his hole to see what kind of political momentum he can get for his return. Rick Rodriguez, have a great weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree program. We'll continue next week. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. Rick Rodriguez, bye for now.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.